And that beautiful sound is coming from a gentleman called Jonathan Blackbird. What a great name. And we are at the Cushti Bock Gypsies, Romanies and Travers event, supported by Dorchester Town Council in Dorchester Borough Gardens. Well, let's find out a little bit more about Cushti Bock and its history. So first of all, we're going to talk to Betty Smith Billington, BEM.
I'm chair and CEO of Cushti Bock Dorset, which is an organisation who act as a voice for gypsies and travellers in Dorset, BCP and beyond, but mainly in Dorset. And Cushti Bock's actually been going for since 2002. This event has been going probably about the same time. I became involved about 15 years ago when it was put on by Dorchester Town Council. And and I helped the lady that was putting it together. And I've been involved ever since. And now it is Cushti Bock's event every year. So, yeah, and I'm quite proud of, what we've achieved. Really lovely.
Tell me a little bit about who you've achieved it for.
Oh, for the gypsies, Romanies, travellers, all those communities, that's who it's for. Yeah, yeah. Even my medal that I've got, I don't look at it as a medal for me. I look at it as a way in for our people, our communities. Yeah, because there's... I made sure when I went to Auschwitz 2016 and what I saw, I already knew about, but it doesn't sink in until you've actually seen it. And then I left there and thought, no more will we be the forgotten people of the Holocaust, because we were forgotten. We weren't at the Nuremberg trials, no one to represent us. All the academic Romanies and travellers had all been, they'd all sort of gone missing. Apparently over the years, this is going back to 1939, when they were disappearing. And apparently, never to be seen again. It was being done before they attacked the Jews, actually. But we know that they were served really badly. They were served badly, but so were we. We lost a lot more people than is recorded. But this helps, this helps. And there's a lot of Romani people actually here today, and there's a lot of local people that come every year. It's absolutely brilliant, yeah. And we've got the weather, which is wonderful.
It's a lovely day.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful, yeah.
And that was Betty Smith Billington, BEM. Well, in the next segment, we're going to hear from another person who's got an MBE, and that's the Reverend Roger Redding. But first, we're going to hear from Kerry Brusher, who is the coordinator of Cushti Bock.
We're a gypsy and traveller organisation, and we advocate for all the gypsies and travellers all over Dorset, and then we're spreading over to sort of into Hampshire and Wiltshire, and we do advocacy work. We help with education, healthcare. We're just a voice for the travellers. If they need anything, we help them. We're in partnership with Citizens Advice Dorset and Central Dorset. And we are a nationally recognised organisation. We visit conferences all over the country, and we just do as much as we can for them. Betty Billington Smith took over the charity in 2010, I believe. So we have our board, and we're part of Friendly Churches. So we've got Roger Redding here today, and then we have Jonathan Herbert, Diocese of Salisbury, who's also alongside us.
Tell me about the pole.
Oh, the legend pole. So the legend pole's at Kingston Moorwood, and we had the first one that unfortunately was sort of ruined by weather and animals. So then and that was replaced.
The first one actually was put up... in memory of travellers who had died on the road, because there was a lot at that time, travellers, both Romani and new travellers, who had died. And so this chap carved this huge thing, but unfortunately they didn't look after it very well and it started rot away. So we decided that we would replace it, and the legend pole was put into action. we spent a number of years, didn't we, planning it, and then it was all done. It's at Kingston Mall at the moment, you can see it. Kushti Bok itself, as an activist group, started by years ago, there was a chap called Ken Onions, who was a teacher at Kingston Morwood College, and he was put in charge of all ethnic minority concerns. And he started, he said that the biggest ethnic minority in Dorset and Wiltshire was, the oldest, was the Romani Gypsies and Irish Travellers. So he started Kushti Bok, as it was then, mainly as a teaching thing to teach travellers how to survive in different trades on the road, like lorry driving, for the ladies, hairdressing, all that type of thing. And so we set up this course for different courses. It was actually accepted, you know, by the government at the time. And we did get, I think, some of the actual people that were involved at that got awards for it, you know. But after that, later on, more and more travellers actually joined in Kushti Bok, and it became an activist group then for gypsy rights. So that's how it's sort of developed to what it is today. But it started off as an educational thing, you know, to give courses, blacksmiths, even undertakers making wicker coffins and all that type of thing. And there was about 250 people who went through those courses and are out there now with small businesses, you know, running. I actually revived the traveller chaplaincy because it ended during the First World War. And then it was I revived it again, you know. It was about 1996 that I started working with travellers. And 6 years after I was made official chaplain, I did it unofficially for about 6 years. I actually started working with gypsies in 1996, and I retired, I say, 13 years ago. But I still work, you know. I still a member of Kushti Bok. I don't obviously do as much as I used to, visiting that, because we've got a new chaplain to travellers now, Jonathan Herbert, who's doing an excellent job, you know.
And we heard from the Reverend Roger Redding, MBE, and Kerry Brusher, the coordinator of Kushti Bok. Next, well, there's music in gypsy culture, isn't there? Romani culture, and in fact in all cultures. So there's not a lot of difference, is there? So here's a little song to finish up this little exploration of a great event and a great cause in Dorchester's Borough Garden. Kushti Bok.
All the old ways is changing, you cannot deny. The day of the travellers is over. There's nowhere to go, and there's nowhere to buy. So farewell to the life of the rover. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan. To the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Oh, goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the camp and the Romani tongue. Farewell to the Romani talking. The buying and selling, the old fortune telling. The knock on the door and the often. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan. To the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Oh, goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the season, the ever and the broom. Farewell to the fields and the basket. The folks of the day, they would far sooner pay for a thing it been made out of plastic. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan. to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Oh, goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the pony, the mare and the cob. The harness and reins are idle. You don't need a strap when you're breaking up scrap. So goodbye to the bit and the bridle. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan. To the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Oh, goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Now in Tyson Fury is the best boxer around. There's not a boxer that can stand beside him. So all you middleweights and your heavyweights too, I'm afraid your old boxing days are over. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan. To the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Oh, goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Now a man's got to move fast to keep up with the times, for a man can no longer wander. There's a bylaw that say you must be on your way, and another to say you can't never wander. That's a long song.